Well, I'm very pleased to welcome our next guest to the Allegheny Front. Ron Warbaugh is the director of the Ivory-billed Woodpecker Research Project at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and we're very pleased to have you here at the Allegheny Front.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here in Pittsburgh.
Now, let's give some people some idea if they're not familiar with what's happening with the ivory-billed woodpecker. Now, this bird has not been seen for 60 years, I take it, and how long has it been considered extinct?
Well, you're right. It hasn't been seen in 60 years. The last confirmed sightings of the ivory bill occurred in a place called the Singer Tract in northeast Louisiana in 1944. That area of the Singer Tract has since been changed into or turned into a national wildlife refuge. However, before that happened, a lot of the habitat throughout the Singer Tract was destroyed during the beginning of World War II, when a lot of lumber products were needed for the war effort. And at that time, much of the timber was cut over. The ivory-billed woodpeckers that were there, which were being studied by a man named James Tanner, who was a PhD student at Cornell University, disappeared from the site in 1944. And Don Eckleberry, who was a famous bird artist, made a final sketch of a female bird in the Singer Tract in April of that year.
And so since 1944, there have been no confirmed sightings then of the ivory-billed woodpecker?
There have been no confirmed sightings, but it is safe to say there have literally been dozens, perhaps even 100 or more sightings of ivory bills throughout their historical range in the southeastern United States since 1944. None of those were confirmed. Certainly they weren't universally accepted by the ornithological community or the scientific community. But we now think, and this is one of the things that's most important about the rediscovery of the ivory bill in 2004, is that it's added some credence to these sightings that have happened throughout the Southeast over the last 60 years or so. We're going back and looking into some of those sightings again, interviewing some of those people, many of whom are still alive. Many of these sightings have taken place within the last decade or so. So we're looking into each and every one of those, and certainly we realize that many of them are likely of a pileated woodpecker and not of an ivory-billed woodpecker, but it's worth some time and effort nonetheless.
So I want to make sure that folks listening can keep up with all the information. So in 2004, then, there were sightings of the ivory-billed woodpecker, and I believe this was in Arkansas. Is that where this happened?
Right. The rediscovery occurred in Arkansas near the town of Brinkley, which is about 65 miles southwest of Memphis, Tennessee. The bird was originally spotted by a kayaker named Gene Sparling, who was spending some time there in a place called Bayou de Vue. Following Gene's sighting, two gentlemen, Tim Gallagher and Bobby Harrison, had follow-up observations of the bird, and it was at that time that Cornell Lab of Ornithology put in place a team of searchers, a team of experts, to try to look for the ivory bill in the vicinity. And to make a long story short, it was during the month of April in 2004 when one of our partners in the search, David Luno, made a short video clip of the ivory bill as it took off and kind of burst off the trunk of a tupelo tree as his canoe was approaching. And it's that 4 seconds of video that we've used as the cornerstone of some of our research. It was that video that was published in the journal Science last year, and it's also the main thing that we've used to study some of the field marks of the ivory bill that we've seen in Arkansas.
Now, what's the distinction, just so folks following, how does something have to be confirmed? What's the difference between just a sighting and a confirmed sighting?
Well, for those people out there listening who are birders and have spent a lot of time birding, you know that it's very easy to have a mistaken identity, to accidentally identify something that it was not. So there's always some question when you have sightings in the absence of some other kind of confirmation, like a photograph or, to a lesser extent, an audio recording. So really, to get absolute confirmation, you need something like a video or a photograph. In the case of the ivory bill in Arkansas that we've been working with, we had 7 sightings, which we consider to be very top quality sightings that are defensible. They were made by professional ornithologists. Birds were seen for only a brief period of time, but they were seen through high quality optics, and multiple field marks on the bird were seen. So we have extremely high confidence that those were good quality sightings and certainly represent the presence of an ivory-billed woodpecker.
Now, with all the information that you've been able to gather and amass and all the folks that have been focused on confirming this sighting, why then are some birders disputing this evidence?
To be clear, the controversy surrounding the evidence and the rediscovery mainly focuses on the video. Several other scientists and other birders have looked at the video and have come to a different interpretation of what it represents than the folks at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. We readily admit that the video is not a perfect video. It's out of focus. It's blurry. It happens very rapidly. But a very careful analysis of that video, at least to our interpretation and our conclusion, is that it clearly represents an ivory-billed woodpecker and not a pileated woodpecker.
So having the distinction between these two birds, if it is in fact an ivory-billed woodpecker, what does that mean?
Well, it certainly gives an incredible amount of hope to the conservation community for our ability to revive some of these imperiled ecosystems like the bottomland hardwood forests of the southeastern United States. And it certainly gives us hope that there's possibility to recover even the most endangered species. You know, the ivory bill hadn't been seen in more than 60 years. We've got confirmation of the presence of at least one bird in 2004 and early 2005. We're still a long way off from recovery at the population level, but at least it provides a spark of hope, and it provides hope for many other species that are endangered, critically endangered, that need help through good science as well as through science-based conservation.
Now, I'd like to ask you, just in closing, why is ornithology important to you personally?
It's important to me personally at two levels. At the very personal level, it's important to me because I grew up as a birder. I grew up with a mother and a grandmother who had bird feeders outside of kitchen windows and living room windows. My father was a hunter who took me outdoors, you know, every chance he got, and I have a real passion, respect, and love for nature, especially birds, since they're just such an integral part of our natural world. But also, at another level, ornithology is important to me through science and conservation. Birds represent biological indicators that can't be equaled with many other species. So they're just wonderful organisms to work with to be able to kind of have a barometer to what's happening in our natural world and be able to conserve some of these great places like the bottomland hardwood forests.
Our guest has been Ron Rohrbaugh, who is the director of ivory-billed woodpecker research at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And if you'd like to get some more information, that's available on the web at www.birds.cornell.edu. And you'll see a symbol there for the ivory-billed, and you can click on that to get some more information. Thank you for joining us on the Allegheny Front.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.